My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I mean, because we're sitting here debating in the break about what the Guardians roster looks like. And when Alex Cobb starts tonight, is he on the 40-man or not on the 40-man? And he's on the 40-man on the 60-day IL right now. According to MLB.com, which I think we can trust. Can we trust that? Anybody want to question that? He's on that, and if I'm reading correctly, on the 60-day, on your 40-man roster, okay, they've got a couple guys who are on the 60. Bieber, Cobb, who's going to come off tonight to start, Karinchak, Stefan, that's what, four, and then one more. Four. So that would take you to what, 60? That would take you to 44 on the roster. He comes off, so they do maybe need to make a switch here to get one more guy. It'll be interesting to see what happens, how they play that out. Because he'll have to come back on the active roster, so you get to 40. So we'll see. We'll see what the next move is for the Guardians. Okay, let's talk about kids, Jeff.
That's the tease. That's the lead-in?
Yeah, that's the lead-in. Let's talk about what I teased going in the break, too, because you wanted to you had just – big fun last night when it comes to watching some of the kids play some baseball.
No, it was crushing last night.
Crushing for the kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now, you're making fun of me for wanting to talk about a kid's story? Mr. Defender of anything for anybody under the age of 16?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm not making fun of the kids. I'm not either. I'm feeling snarky.
Jeff, I don't...
From you.
I do feel for the kids. It's the adults... And not the kids. It's the adults didn't do anything here. Okay, well, I will tell you what the adults did wrong then. I will find
something with this, where
the adults did something that was so adult-like that it didn't make any sense for the kids.
I was flipping through last night. Something boring came on during the Olympics. So I switched over and a regional championship game for the Little League World Series popped up.
Okay.
And it was those.
ESPN3?
I don't know what it was.
I've been watching
the powerhouses out of Idaho and Washington were playing for the championship of the Northwest region. And Idaho had the lead going into the bottom of the sixth. Top of the sixth. So they're up 6-5, right? You get three outs, you're done, right? You go to Williamsport, Pennsylvania for the Little League World Series.
You're on your way.
These kids had two outs and two strikes on the batter from Washington.
It's over, baby.
They were up 6-5.
La, la, la,
kid got
la,
a base
la, la.
Hit.
They're getting ready to sing.
And it kept going.
What?
One strike away from going to Williamsport.
No.
Idaho gave up 8 runs.
Oh.
Washington took a 13-6 lead. They won 13-7.
Oh, they were one strike away.
One strike away from Williamsport and gave up 8.
And let me guess. The network that was airing this, which I think we all know, showed the kids crying after the loss. True?
Didn't notice that.
Okay.
Didn't notice that. I do notice that the kids from Washington had all had blonde hair. Little team unity thing, you know, they bleached their heads.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was just ironic that all the kids on that team
they bleached their hair.
Maybe that's why they came. I don't know.
There were a couple of, you know, little shots of kids from Idaho who weren't real happy, but
they gotta get that last out, right?
They didn't go nuts on the.
That's why you play till it's over.
I mean, talk about seriously. For the rest of their lives, I was one strike away from going to the Little League World Series. That's awful, man. There were some boots, some bad plays. Kid got to third base. Kid scored. And another kid was moved.
Were there any controversial calls or anything in there?
No, nothing. They did do a review of something.
It's like once they gave up the lead, they actually gave
a review and they overturned a call at first base. Next pitch to the next kid with two men on base. It's a bomb to center field. 3-run homer.
I hate to say I'm a hypocrite, but because I don't. It was
crushing, man.
I've never been in favor of showing the entire Little League World Series because at some point I just think it's.
They used to show the actual final game on Wide World of Sports back.
That was
in the
it.
Day.
Yeah, yeah. And it was
that was what you saw. That
and
was
it was
it.
World Series. It was the team from the United States against a team from somewhere else in the world.
It wasn't kids wearing their regular uniforms, which is kind of what's going on now in these regional things.
I don't know. When I was watching last week, the. Team from I was watching ESPN3, and maybe it was a different level. The kids were from I don't want to say they were from near Youngstown, Poland, and they were wearing Central. They were representing the Central. I think they were playing Arizona in those games. It is amazing to me how many of these games you can watch now, all of them. And I used to think because remember we didn't really have Little League more than that Wide World of Sports game until the strike of '94. That is when the whole thing exploded.
Well,
because ESPN was looking for something to broadcast, and there was a part of me going, "Man, do we really need to show 12-year-olds playing? You know, two levels before they actually get to, and then talking about these kids like they're major leaguers."
Regardless, you have scarred kids in Idaho today.
Sorry to hear it. Zach in Cleveland wants to chime in.
One strike away, Zach.
Hi, Zach. How are you?
Guys, I've been watching the Little League World Series since before I was of the age of wanting to play in it. It's something I always had a dream of, and I'll probably watch it till the day I die. I'm still living vicariously through these kids out there. It's so cool to see, you guys were just saying, how far it's come. And the production is probably a little bit too much, but they have to, make it, viewable to be on TV so that people will watch it. So they have to... show all the kids, favorite sports and favorite foods and stuff like that. I think that stuff's kind of cool, but it just kind of gets redundant. But I was actually just thinking about this, and my girlfriend and I were watching it last night.
Zach, that was awful, man. One strike.
But if you also think about it on the other side, though, guys, I mean, that's what you dream of as a kid. It's top or bottom of the last inning. You got guys on base. You're down a run, down to your final strike, and you get the hit to take the lead. I'm getting goosebumps talking about it right now because that's what you dream of as a kid. That's what you want.
It was pretty cool.
So we get to see that in these kids. You get to see what these kids get to live out. Obviously, there always is the other side of it. There's always a loser that comes out of it. And it's sad to see these kids cry and stuff like that, of course, but... it definitely builds character. I will say that. They're humbled enough to know that they're good enough to be on TV, but also there's kids on the other side of it that are just as good. And sometimes it doesn't always end in a win, even though it did the whole season for them to get to where they are. It sometimes doesn't always end that way. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I also think there's the other one. The other part of this is. I mean, that is going to be the pinnacle of so many of these kids' baseball career. Right?
Oh, without question.
To have a chance. Sure. I mean, I'm trying to remember, there aren't many guys that go from, end up playing in that little, I mean, there were a couple off the top of my head that I just forgot. I remember Brian Seip played in a Little League World Series championship.
John Burroughs did.
Is that John Burroughs? Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what I was thinking of. And to think that that's like, you know, that's it, man. That is the pinnacle of your baseball career. Yeah. So
remember those Little League teams, though. It's not like, you know, your rec team. They're all all-star teams from communities that play.
But they're not travel teams, are they?
No.
So.
No.
So then you have to make a decision, I think, at some point, right? Or most of those. I wonder how many of those kids go from playing on those Little League teams then to going to play travel ball.
I don't know.
As soon as that's over. So were you locked in on it then? I mean, so you were.
I was watching it because these poor kids were getting crushed. They made a pitching change. The kid that actually was that was one strike away. He was actually throwing really well. Hmm. They took him out. There were errors behind him. It wasn't pretty. And then the first pitch by the next kid, this kid just hit a bomb to straightaway center. It was brutal.
Pretty cool. I didn't get a chance to see it. So I do know, though, that like all of these games are now available to watch 24/7. You know, you think about when we went from the pandemic watching reruns of stuff to
we
now.
Into Korean baseball, remember?
Endless.
We're watching Korean ball like crazy.
I think the other thing, and I know we're going to talk more about the Olympics in the next hour, too, but there's nothing you can't see in the Olympics anymore. It's all right there for you. I love it. I think this has been, I think the time zone has a lot to do with it. So, like, Paris in primetime, which is what NBC's been doing at night, sometimes I want to sit down and watch that, but it's not very often, because if there's something I want to watch, like this morning I wanted to see what happened in the four by four. To see what would happen in that. And I knew that as soon as I woke up this morning, that was the first thing I wanted to do, especially when I knew there was a 16-year-old that had a chance to run this morning. So I know we're going to talk a little bit more about that later.
Thank you. You're back. You're all about the kids.
I am all about the kids.
Now I'm happy.
You're anti-kids.
The world is all, yeah, because tell my three kids that.
Well, they know. I mean, I don't have to.
I never liked them.
I'm actually sharing
never
their feelings
them. Yeah.
For them on the air. And this is kind of a, you know, we're having an epiphany session for you. Just so you know.
Thanks.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Brian Anderson, super duper friend of the show, will join us at noon. That is coming up, and we'll talk baseball with him, especially with the Guardians and where they're going with this thing, with a huge series this weekend against Minnesota. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.